Welcome to the Health Ranger Show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, your host for the next hour. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, one of the most popular natural health news websites in the world, over a million readers a month on that website. I think you'll enjoy it if you check it out. And today, we have some great info for you. Today is a show I call Nutrition Q&A. So people have emailed questions to me about nutrition, things they were afraid to ask their doctor, for example. And yes, you're going to hear answers about nutrition here on this show that your doctor probably doesn't know, because doctors aren't trained in nutrition in medical school. And yes, some of them have learned about nutrition after medical school, but that's actually the exception, not the rule. Many just don't know about nutrition. And by the way, if you'd like your question answered in a future show, simply send an email to radio@naturalnews.com. That's radio@naturalnews.com. And please include your name and your city or state so we can share that information with people, because a lot of the emails I got already did not have that info. So they're anonymous questions at this point. But please include that in the future emails so we can share that information. All right, let's get started. Number one, what is the biggest myth about nutritional supplements? Often wondered about that, haven't you? There's a lot of hype about supplements out there, but there's also a lot of effort to discredit certain supplements like vitamin E. But we'll talk about vitamin E in a future show. This is a natural vitamin that's found in nuts and seeds. And unfortunately, the conventional medical industry is trying to discredit it, scaring people into not taking vitamin E. The fact is, the tests that they're running are using a synthetic form of vitamin E, not the natural form that exists in nature. And that's why they're getting bad results. But we'll talk about that in more detail later. The myth for today is simply this. In my opinion, the biggest myth about nutritional supplements is in thinking that you can still live a lousy lifestyle, poor health lifestyle, smoking and avoiding exercise and eating junk foods and fried foods and lots of animal products and so on, and yet you can somehow counteract that with a few nutritional supplements per day. This is the biggest myth, in my opinion. People think they can go out and eat fast food all day long, they can abuse their bodies, and then if they take one multivitamin a day, somehow it's going to counteract all that. And that's just nonsense, folks. That's the biggest myth, that nutritional supplements do not make up for all the other behavior. If you're smoking cigarettes, for example, the single best thing that you can do for your health is to quit smoking, not take vitamins. Now, of course, if you smoke and you take vitamins, the vitamins are going to offer some protection, but not nearly as much as if you were to just stop smoking. And if you were to do both, that is, if you were to stop smoking and start taking the right nutritional supplements, then, yeah, you'd have really good health happening at that point. You'd have a lot of protection for the organs and the cells and tissues in your body. So that's what you want to do. But I've seen people who think, well, I'm going to go out and eat all this junk food. I'm going to avoid exercise and avoid sunlight, so they're not getting the vitamin D. And then they're taking pharmaceuticals. And they're getting all the negative side effects of those pharmaceuticals, the antidepressants, the statin drugs, the cholesterol drugs, the blood pressure drugs, and so on. And then they think, oh, well, I'll drink some green tea today, and I'll take a cheap multivitamin that I bought at Costco or Walmart. And they think that's going to counteract all that. It just doesn't work that way, folks. A vitamin does not excuse you from the responsibility of acting with integrity with your own health. If you want to be healthy, you've got to engage in regular exercise. You've got to eat right. That means you should make food the foundation of your health. And I mean unprocessed food, healthy, fresh produce, fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, and nutritional supplements. That's the way you're going to get the maximum health benefits and actually prevent disease. So that's the number one biggest myth about nutritional supplements, in my opinion. All right, let's go on to the next question. People ask me this one all the time. Where's the best place to buy nutritional supplements? That's a good question. People see vitamins on sale at Walgreens or pharmacies or Walmart or other retail outlets, and they wonder, what's really in these supplements? Well, the answer is really quite simple. If you're buying vitamins at retail and you're not buying them at a health food store or a health food section in a grocery store, for example, most of what you're buying is probably garbage. Probably useless garbage. And I say that as an advocate of nutrition. I take lots of vitamins every single day. I eat lots of superfoods every day. But I wouldn't dare touch those products sold at Walmart or Walgreens or Costco or Sam's Club, any of those. I wouldn't touch those. You know why? Because I've read the ingredients on them. And in my opinion, they're garbage. Just garbage. I'll give you an example. I was at Costco one time and I saw a big bottle of fish oil supplements. And we all know that fish oils can enhance health. They help prevent heart disease. They're rich in omega-3 oils. A very healthy supplement if it's a quality supplement. But I looked at this particular product and I read the ingredients and it said this. Each capsule contained only 4 milligrams of actual fish oil extract. And the rest of the capsule was filled with soybean oil. And one bottle I saw was actually made with partially hydrogenated soybean oil, which means it contains trans fatty acids that actually damage your heart health. So here was a supplement being sold as a benefit for cardiovascular health that said it contained fish oil, but if you look inside, what it really contained was trans fatty acids, which are poison for the heart. And it's just crazy to think that people are going in there and buying those pills, taking them home, eating them and thinking that they're helping their heart, when in reality, they're poisoning themselves, in my opinion. Now, I saw that at Costco. I think they've since changed the formula because of all the bad publicity about trans fatty acids and hydrogenated oils, but just the fact that they used to carry that is a good clue that tells you you probably shouldn't buy your vitamins at Costco. You probably shouldn't get vitamins from a general store. But now if you go into a health food store, that's a completely different picture. There you're going to find the quality vitamins, the quality supplements, the ones that I would openly recommend. You're going to find a lot of companies there making good quality supplements, like New Chapter, for example, is one company that does a good job. But you know where the best values are for vitamins? They're actually found online. And that's because the online companies can sell direct to consumers, and they don't have to have the huge markups of the retail establishments. Because, you know, health food stores, of course, have to mark up the products to stay in business. That's perfectly acceptable, and I really do support local health food stores, and I hope you go there and support them as well, because we need those. But sometimes, when you want a really great deal on the right supplement, the best place to go is online, buying them directly from those companies. I know a lot of these companies. I've interviewed over 100. So some that I recommend are wellnessresources.com. That's a good one. John Barron has a company called baselinenutritionals.com. There are superfoods available at a company called goodcausewellness.com. There's a great company making drinkable vitamins. You just mix their powder with water, and it's really high-quality stuff, very high-end. They're called Olaloa. You can find them at drinkyourvitamins.com. And by the way, I haven't been paid to promote any of these companies. You know I don't do that. I don't take money from these companies. I don't earn any money on the sales of these products. I'm just recommending them because I know them. I know that they're good quality supplements. These are the same things that I take myself, and these are what I recommend. So in many cases, that really is the best place to get your supplements is online. And by the way, you can see a lot of my reviews of which supplements I recommend on my website, naturalnews.com. We have recommendations from time to time. None of them are paid recommendations. It's all just honest, independent, unbiased information about what I think is best for your health, for supporting your health, for preventing disease, and so on. So you see, when it comes to supplements, the summary of this question, where's the best place to buy supplements? The answer is that some places sell garbage, and I wouldn't recommend it to an animal even. Other places sell very high-end supplements. You got to be able to tell the difference. So keep listening to this show. I'll teach you how to look for some of the key ingredients. In fact, we're going to cover that in the next segment coming up here. We're also going to answer the question, what are the best nutritional products for kids? So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show with Mike Adams. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, a place where you can find over 24,000 free articles on natural health and natural living. And before the break, we were talking about some of the myths about nutritional supplements. We also answered the question of where's the best place to buy nutritional supplements. And I mentioned in this segment, we're going to talk about the best nutritional products for kids. It's tough to get kids to have a lot of great nutrition sometimes, isn't it? They don't want to eat the things that you want them to eat. I know how that works. But before we get to that, I want to give you a tip here on how to check a vitamin supplement for the right ingredients. And there's a trick, there's a secret that I'll share with you right now. If you have a piece of paper, be ready to write this down. Every multivitamin on the market contains a vitamin called B12. You've heard of B12, right? It's a very important vitamin. Well, there are several different forms of B12. And the form of B12 that appears on the vitamin label tells you a lot about whether that company is using quality ingredients or cheap ingredients. So if you pick up any vitamin bottle anywhere, in retail, at a health food store, anywhere, just look for what is their form of vitamin B12. So here's the form you don't want to see. It's called cyanocobalamin. And the way to remember this is that it begins with cyano, which is like cyanide. Cyanide's a poison, right? But this cyanocobalamin is a cyanide molecule joined with cobalamin. And this becomes a form of B12 that's used by all the cheap vitamin companies out there. This is the cheap form. You don't want this in your body, not in my opinion. So look for it. If you see cyanocobalamin as the B12, then you know that's not really a high-grade nutritional supplement. It's probably a cheap supplement. They probably have cheap forms of all the other ingredients too, and I wouldn't personally recommend it. I wouldn't take it. However, there are other forms. The two forms you want to look for are methylcobalamin and hydroxycobalamin. Now, these two forms, methyl and hydroxy, are far more expensive because they're more advanced forms of this vitamin B12. They're more readily available to your body. Your body can use them without having to donate energy to the chemical reaction that's necessary to free them from their current chemical bonds. I don't want to get too technical, but the bottom line is that these forms of cobalamin or vitamin B12 actually donate energy to your cells instead of stealing energy from your cells. Have you ever taken a cheap vitamin supplement and then you felt tired afterwards? That's because a lot of the forms of the B vitamins actually steal energy from your body in order to be processed by your body. You don't want that, and you certainly don't want cyanide molecules in your body. You want the B12 that's called premethylated or methylated, and that's where you get the methylcobalamin or the hydroxycobalamin. So those are the things to look for. Again, you can go to any store, a health food store, a grocery store, any place that you might buy vitamins, you can pick up that bottle, look for the vitamin B12 on the label, and find out what form of B12 it really is. If it's cyano, you don't want it. Leave it on the shelf. If it's hydroxy or methyl, then you do want it. That means it's a very high quality nutritional supplement. Now, of course, this doesn't tell you everything about the supplement. This is just one aspect of it, but it is a good clue. It tells you whether the manufacturer of that supplement is actually putting money into it. Because the methylated form of B12 costs, I think, $5,000 or $7,000 a kilogram more than the cyano form of B12. I mean, some of these cost $12,000 a kilo just for the raw material. That's very, very expensive. $12,000 a kilo. That's a lot of money. So you got to look for the quality ingredients, and they are going to cost money, but if you're spending your money on vitamins, then of course you do want those quality ingredients. All right, now let's move on to the question of what are the best nutritional products for kids. This is always a challenge. I hear it all the time. People say, well, Mike, the stuff you recommend, my kid won't eat it, or they won't drink it. What can I get my kids to eat or drink that's actually good for them? Well, fortunately, there are some wonderful products on the market now just for kids. There's one out there I'll recommend called Amazing Grass. Funny name, but it is based on a mineral-rich grass complex with chocolate flavoring. It's available as a powder, and it's a superfood powder with lots of vitamins and minerals in it. And you can find that at amazinggrass.com. And again, I'm not paid to recommend these companies. These are just companies that I know about because I've done the research. Another product that I really recommend is called X-Balance. It's just the letter X with the word balance after it, and it's made by a company called SGN Nutrition. And that you can find on a website called www.emeraldbalance.com. I actually did an interview with the president of that company, the founder, a woman named Jan Lovejoy. She will be on this show later. Our exclusive live interview will be running on this show. And her product is one that I've actually used for a long time. But it's absolutely delicious. It's a great formula for kids. It's like chocolate milk. So it's a powder in a canister, and you just mix it in with whatever milk you're drinking. It's called X Balance, and it's absolutely delicious. I actually gave some to a neighbor where I live, a neighbor who has some children, and they loved it. It was just the perfect product. There's another company out there called SimplyHealthyKids.com, and they make a brand new product. You're going to be the first to hear about this. No one has ever reported on this yet because I just tasted the samples about 5 days ago, and they're not even on the market yet. In fact, when you go to their website, you might not find these yet, but they are chocolate treats for kids that are rich in omega-3 oils. Now, how rare is that? You see, omega-3 oils are very difficult to get kids to eat because a lot of times they're in the form of fish oils, and kids don't want to drink cod liver oil. They're not going to buy that, especially not today's kids. They want something that tastes good. They want something that, to them, seems like candy. Well, this company, SimplyHealthyKids.com, has created this candy. It's like a chocolate morsel, but it's rich in omega-3s because it has chia seeds inside. So it has this really healthy chocolate, this cacao powder, and then it has chia seeds, and it's sweetened with agave nectar. So it's really low glycemic. It's great for kids. I'm, in fact, going to be recommending that product down the road with a feature article and all of that. Actually, I'm giving that company an award, a naturalnews.com award for the best kids superfood product. It's that good. So check it out. Hopefully they have it in stock by now. I can't guarantee it. It's not my company. And it is kind of early, but you can check them out at simplyhealthykids.com and see if they've got that ready or not. But overall, the big news about this question in particular, what can I give my kids that's good for them? There are many, many products on the market now that really taste delicious. You don't have to settle for the junk out there. There are a lot of junk vitamins, children's vitamins, that are made with artificial coloring chemicals derived from petrochemicals. Are you kidding me? You want to feed your kids petrochemicals? Made from oil? Give me a break. That's what the artificial colors are made from, by the way. You don't have to settle for that anymore. There are great products on the market. Go to a health food store. Ask them, what's great for kids? What do kids like? There are food bars. There are these chocolate morsels. There are superfoods for kids that are really outstanding. So they exist now. All you got to do is go out and ask for them and then try them and see what your kids will drink. Now, we'll be right back after this break with more information right here on the Health Ranger Show. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, now read by over 1 million people a month who are seeking answers, honest answers about what they can do to protect their health, prevent disease, get off of dangerous pharmaceuticals, and more. That's the kind of information I love to share with you. And in this show, we've been talking about myths about nutritional supplements. We're talking about which supplements are best for children, which supplements to buy, and which ones to avoid. And during the break, someone asked me there that why are some of these supplement companies using these really cheap ingredients these days? Well, the answer is, you won't believe this, the drug companies are getting into the vitamin business. Yeah, they are, because the drug companies see that people are turning to nutrition to prevent disease. They know that if people get enough good nutrition, then they don't need pharmaceuticals because they don't develop cancer, they don't develop heart disease, they don't develop diabetes. Those diseases are not genetic, friends. They're not. We're going to do a whole show on that later, but they're not genetic. You know, medicine tries to scare people into thinking that they can't do anything to control their own health or their own diseases. That's just a scare tactic. That's an enslavement tactic, you might say. But it's not true. Out of all the cancers, perhaps only 2% have any real genetic component. The other 98% of all the cancers that afflict people are completely preventable and, in nearly all cases, in my opinion, curable. That's right, curable. We could eliminate 98% of the cancer in this country and in this world right now if we turned to nutrition. Well, the drug companies have figured this out too, and they realize that as more people take vitamins, good quality vitamins, and as more people eat superfoods and get sunlight and vitamin D and fish oils and all these things, that their revenues are going to fall because fewer people will need pharmaceuticals, because fewer people will be sick. So these companies, they're not stupid. They want to make money one way or another, so they're getting into the vitamin business. But they're not doing it in an ethical way, by the way. They're getting into the vitamin business and they're creating really cheap, low-grade vitamins that, in my opinion, do almost nothing to help keep people healthy. Now, there are the conspiracy theorists out there who say this is on purpose, that the drug companies actually are trying to keep people sick. And frankly, that's not hard to believe. It's really not, if you understand how evil those corporations are and the complete lack of ethics that they operate under, then it's not hard to believe that they would actually go out of their way and do something to poison the population or keep people sick. But that's not the position I'm taking right here, right now. We'll leave that for another show. I'm just saying, matter of fact, that those supplements, those vitamins made by pharmaceutical companies are low-grade supplements that really have virtually no health benefits. So if you want health benefits, you've got to get supplements made by really high-quality companies. And they exist. You're going to hear about many of them right here on the show. In fact, we're going to be interviewing many of them. And I've already mentioned half a dozen on this show in earlier segments that I trust. And these are companies that I use, that I recommend to my family and friends. Companies like Wellness Resources and BaselineNutritionals.com and DrinkYourVitamins.com and AmazingGrass.com. And there are many, many companies out there that you can trust that actually have good quality supplements. So it's always funny when I hear people saying bad things about the supplement industry. I always think, well, they don't have the whole picture. Yeah, there are scams and hoaxes in this industry, but at the same time, there are real answers and there are cures for cancer in this industry that exists right now. There are cures for heart disease, and we will talk about them in great detail as this show continues. So now the question that we have, that, you know, people are emailing me questions. Let me give you the email real quick too. If you want your question answered on this show in a future episode, email me at radio@naturalnews.com. That's radio@naturalnews.com. Just remember that I cannot answer personal health questions. I cannot offer a diagnosis. I am not a doctor. I don't pretend to be a doctor, and I don't want to be a doctor. If you have a particular health issue, you need to go see a naturopath or a physician in your local community. Don't ask me those questions. I can't answer them. And I won't. I'm answering questions about how to be a healthy shopper or an informed shopper, how to make good decisions about your health, questions that apply to many, many people, not specific diagnosis type of questions. So let's move on to the next question here, which is this question: what kind of nutritional support is best for people who work out? Do you go to the gym? Do you walk? Do you cycle? You jog? If you do anything like that, you have special nutritional needs. We could actually dedicate a whole show to this, but I'll try to give you the answer here in the next 3 or 4 minutes. Most people who exercise are malnourished, period, because they don't understand the need to replenish their body with the things that are lost through exercise. And the number one thing that people lose through exercise, and this is going to shock you because I know it goes against everything that you've heard out there in the mainstream media, but most people who exercise and try to eat healthy actually have a salt deficiency. Now, hear me out on this. Hear me out. When I say a salt deficiency, I mean a natural, unprocessed salt deficiency. Yes, people are getting too much processed salt. That's just sodium that's in all the processed foods. They get too much of that, I agree. But people aren't getting enough full spectrum salt, the unprocessed salt that's enriched naturally with as many as 92 different elements, different minerals and trace minerals. You'll find those in products like Celtic sea salt, or there's a company called Royal Himalayan Crystal Salt. There are lots of unprocessed salts out there, and that's what you're lacking when you're exercising. You know why? Because you're sweating out your salt. When you sweat, it's salty, right? Have you ever sweat and it ran into your lips and you tasted it and it's salty, right? Because you're losing salt. Well, your body doesn't need Gatorade. You don't need cheap processed foods and beverages to replenish that salt. What you need is salt. Unprocessed salt, like Celtic sea salt. That's what your body really needs. And that's why a lot of athletes, after they exercise, they start craving salty junk foods. They start craving chips or pizza because cheese is really, really salty. They start craving something that's salty. That's their body telling them that they need more salt. So if after you exercise, if you actually replenish your body by simply putting some salt in some water and drinking slightly salted water, preferably with some superfood powder in it, some greens powder or a drinkyourvitamins.com type of powder or some of these others that we'll be talking about on this show, then you're going to replenish the salts that you need and you're going to end those cravings for junk food. So athletes need to be especially aware, and not just athletes, I mean anybody who works out. Even if you're just walking up and down the stairs and you're working up a sweat, then you need some extra salt. Then you might say, wait a minute, my doctor said I have too much salt, I need to cut down salt in my diet. Well, if that's true, you're eating too much processed food. If you're getting too much salt in your diet, then you're making the wrong choices on your food in the first place, because the natural foods, the produce that you know you're supposed to be eating, the fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, superfoods, natural beverages and so on, they don't have very much salt. In fact, in my diet, I actually have to add salt to my diet, because if I don't, I get into a state of salt deficiency very quickly because I'm not eating processed junk foods. I wouldn't even touch canned soup, which is very high in sodium. You know, I don't go to McDonald's and order French fries. So you got to think about the big picture here. What does your diet consist of right now? And if it's too salty, then you need to cut those processed foods out of your diet. You need to start doing exercise and supplementing with quality, unprocessed salt. That's the way to find balance with your body, and athletes need to know that more than anybody else. Now, there's another thing that athletes need to know desperately that, oh, you know what? We're going to have to take a break here. We'll cover that after the break. We're going to talk about the other thing that athletes need to compensate for their exercise, and it could be anybody who's working out, even if you're just lifting weights. You need to know this information. It's crucial to your adaptive response to the exercise. So stay with us. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show, and we'll be right back after these messages with more great information. Okay, welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. It's great to have you back. I hope you're enjoying this information. I sure enjoy sharing it with you. My name's Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And we've been talking about nutritional supplements on this show, trying to sort out some of the myths that people suffer from when they're talking about nutrition. If you have a question and you'd like it answered on a future show, just email me at radio@naturalnews.com. By the way, I got to give a special thanks to Alex Jones. I've been on his show a couple of times, and he has some great information about health freedom from time to time. So be sure to check out the Alex Jones radio show if you're interested in health freedom. He has some great segments on that. Of course, on this show, we focus entirely on natural health, disease prevention, health freedom as well, but all our subjects are about health. So moving on here with our main question, we picked this up from the last segment. We were talking about the nutritional needs of people who exercise. We talked about salt and natural salt versus processed salt. Well, here's the other thing that you need to know if you're exercising. The fact that you're pushing weights or doing cardio or whatever you're doing for exercise, it means that you're putting extra stress on your body. Now, that stress becomes a chemical or a biological stress. And it means that you have greater nutritional needs than someone who doesn't exercise. So I've seen many cases where people exercise a lot, but they don't supplement with the right nutrition, and their body begins to break down and rapidly age. Have you ever seen that? You ever seen somebody in the gym who looks a lot older than they should? Because they over-exercise and they under-supplement. So think about this. If you exercise your body, you need to supplement your chemistry. So exercise and supplements need to go hand in hand because you have, again, you have these extra stresses placed on your biochemistry. So you need to supplement with superfoods, B vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. You need more calcium and magnesium than someone who doesn't exercise. You need more food than someone who doesn't exercise. But you can't just give yourself raw calories. You got to have food with the nutrition present. So this is my number one advice to anyone who's exercising out there, that you need to be on superfoods. Just every morning, blend up a superfood breakfast. Use some of the superfood products that I recommend. Like I mentioned on this show, Emerald Balance is one of them. I recommend J. Rob's protein powders. He's got the best tasting natural whey protein and egg protein on the market. And it, by the way, I'm interviewing J. Rob on this show later on, so you'll hear that in a future episode. But there are many great products on the market. You just got to go out there and get them and make them part of your habit, because your exercise doesn't end when you leave the gym. That's just the beginning of your body's adaptive response. Make sense? And you cannot respond. You cannot build more muscle. You cannot build a stronger immune system unless you have the raw materials that your body needs. And you get that through superfood supplementation. You get that through quality vitamins, not junk vitamins, not the junk that you find out there in retail full of binders and excipients that you can't even digest. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the quality supplements that I recommend, the ones that I review, the ones you'll hear about on this show. That's what you need. Hey, look, I'm 38 years old, and I exercise sometimes 2 or 3 hours a day. I'm in great shape. When I was 30, I was in lousy shape. I was overweight. I was borderline diabetic. I was depressed. I was in chronic pain. I ate at McDonald's, and I didn't take vitamins. Life sucked 8 years ago for me. I turned that around using the same information I'm sharing with you right here on this show. This is what works, folks. This is what works. You know what they say? If you want to be healthy, do what the healthy people do. It makes sense. If you want to be unhealthy, go do what all the unhealthy doctors do. There's a lot of doctors out there who aren't very healthy. There's a lot of people working at pharmacies who aren't very healthy. There's a lot of patients standing in line at the pharmacy that are not very healthy. If you want to have health like those people, go do what they do. You know what they do? They take a lot of pharmaceuticals. They avoid exercise. They eat like garbage. They don't take care of their bodies. If that's the results you want, go do what they do. It's a very easy recipe. But if you want outstanding results, if you want to have a mind and a body that works for you, if you want to feel great and energetic and optimistic about your future, then do what the healthy people do. And I guarantee you, the healthy people are all eating superfoods, and they're taking high-quality nutritional supplements, and they're choosing their food very carefully, and they are exercising, and they are getting sunshine, and they are drinking clean water. They're not drinking tap water. No way. Do what the healthy people do if you want to get the results that the healthy people are getting. It only makes sense. And by the way, there's no judgment in any of this. I don't care if you're listening to this show and you're in the worst shape of your life. There's no judgment on you whatsoever. I used to be in that position. I used to be right there, overweight, depressed, hopeless, following a terrible diet. It doesn't matter where you are now, because you can always get to the next higher step tomorrow. You can always improve your life one thing at a time. Even if you're the sickest you've ever been, even if you're on 12 different meds, you can find a new level of health in your life by turning to nutrition and superfoods and exercise and sunshine and even things like positive thinking or prayer. All of these things can work in your favor. You can turn your life around. People do it all the time. It's just a process. You put one foot in front of the other. You make a new decision each day that you get up. You say, today I'm no longer going to drink sodas. or today I'm no longer going to have artificial sweeteners in my diet, or I'm going to give up eating red meat and steak and beef and hamburgers because I know how terrible those are for my health. You could say anything like that along those lines. You could say, today I'm going to start drinking superfoods for breakfast every day. Today I'm going to start doing the nutritional supplementation that I know is good for me. Today I'm going to make a change for the better. And when you do that, friends, you take control of your health journey from that point forward. Instead of leaving your health results up to someone else outside of you who does not have your best interests at heart, like a doctor or a corporation or an insurance company or a drug company, instead of leaving your fate to those organizations, you take control of your fate. And you make that journey your journey, and you control the outcome. And that's what this show is all about, is showing you how to control your outcome, putting you back in the driver's seat, putting you back in control so that you can create the health results that you want. You want to be free from chronic pain for the rest of your life? There's a way to do that. You want to reduce your cancer risk to near zero? Because the industry has you afraid that you're going to be diagnosed with breast cancer or prostate cancer someday, you want to be rid of that fear for the rest of your life? There's a way to do that. I can show you how to do that. I can show you how to eliminate, virtually eliminate, all risk of cancer. You want to be free of diabetes? You want to have a healthy body weight? You want to look good, feel good? You can do all that. It's all within your grasp. It's all just comes down to your decision of what you wish to do. That's the kind of information that I'm happy to share with you. And that's the potential that we have just through nutrition. Nutrition's amazing. It's Mother Nature's medicine. This is the medicine that God and Mother Nature intended for us to consume. These are the medicines that we are naturally compatible with. These are the plants that we lived around. For thousands and thousands of years, our ancestors lived around these plants and these medicines, and that's why they're compatible with our bodies. This whole system of Western medicine, you know, conventional pharmaceutical medicine, it hasn't been around very long. And it won't be around very long because it's a disaster. It's killing people. You realize that conventional medicine has killed more people in this country than terrorists by a huge factor. Conventional medicine is killing 100,000 Americans a year. That's over twice as many Americans that died in the entire Vietnam War. Twice as many every year right here in this country killed by pharmaceuticals. And those are pharmaceuticals that are approved by the FDA. But we can save that many lives through nutrition. Nutrition can turn that around. And that's why I do what I do right here on this show. And that's why I'm glad to have you as a listener. And I really hope you enjoyed the information we covered here today. We've got a lot more to cover in upcoming shows. We're going to be talking about vitamin D, cancer prevention. We're going to talk about the top companies, the top nutritional supplements, how to lose weight and keep it off, how to prevent diabetes, how to reverse type 2 diabetes so that you no longer need insulin shots. Yep, we're going to go through all that right here on the Health Ranger Show in future episodes. Now remember, if you have a question that you'd like answered on a future show, email radio@naturalnews.com. And be sure to check the website, naturalnews.com, for more information about how to stay healthy and prevent disease. Now thanks for listening to this show, and we'll be back with more great information on the next broadcast. You've been listening to the Health Ranger Show with your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care of yourself. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you again soon.